بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن ولاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. فقد قال جل وعلا في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون. هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: من مات ولم يخزو ولم يحدث به نفسه مات على شعبة من النفاق، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم، وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected honored scholars, ulama, elders, beloved brothers, the ayatul kareema that I have recited before you, Allah Rabbul Izzat very emphatically, categorically states that it is the collective aim of the forces of kufr and batil to extinguish the light of Allah on the face of this earth. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But the plan of Allah is, the agenda of Allah is, that He will safeguard His deen, He will protect His deen. وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْكَافِرُونَ وَلَوْ كَرِيهَ الْمُشْرِكُونَ. Even though that the kuffar dislike it, even though the polytheists dislike it, we find that a kafir will never admit this being his agenda. However, in different places of the Quran Kareem, if you look at the history of time, if you look at the annals of history, where the enemy of Allah would claim to say that we got no problem with the moderate Muslim. We got absolutely no problem with the moderate Muslim. But we've got a problem with the radical Muslim. And we've got a problem with the fundamentalist Muslim. Let us unpack and try and understand these terminologies. In the eyes of the West, who is a radical Muslim? That Muslim who reflects the beautiful appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A fundamentalist Muslim is that Muslim who upholds the fundamentals of Islam. Wherever he goes, he performs salah. His women are veiled. He upholds the tenets of deen. So we don't have a problem with a moderate Muslim. I swear by the Almighty Allah, it is that alleged radical Muslim who reflects the beautiful appearance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is a threat to the rest of the world. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi has recorded this. When he had taken the reins of the Islamic empire, there was a battle that had taken place in Egypt. Umar bin Khattab ascends the pulpit of his Nabi. The Muslims send a message to Umar and they say, we are asking for reinforcement. We are asking for reinforcement. Umar radiallahu ta'ala looks around him and he selects three individuals. One of his companions tell him, oh Umar, this was the giant Umar. They're asking for reinforcement. You are selecting only three. What did he say? He said, I swear by the Almighty Allah, these three individuals reflect the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I swear by Allah, if I have to replace these three by 30,000, it would be of no avail. Brothers, don't become despondent. We all know what is happening in the world today, especially in Gaza. Allah Ta'ala is in the plight of our brothers and sisters. What does the Quran say? It's time we start taking lessons. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Allah says, not for one moment should you entertain the thought that Allah is unmindful of the atrocities of the evil people. إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Whilst they release their missiles and it strikes targets, what do they call it? Precision timing. We call it the clemency of Allah. They call it striking targets. We call it the grace and the tolerance of Allah. And brothers, let me tell you, the grace of Allah knows no bounds. The grace and the tolerance of Allah knows no bounds. We learned prior to Qiyamah, When Ya'juj and Ma'juj will make their presence on this earth. May Allah take us before that time. This is not a time to envy, not a time to look forward to. The challenges of preserving Iman will be immensely great. They will kill every living creature on this earth. Thereafter, they will direct the arrows to the skies. And they will say, we now want to kill the inhabitants of the skies. Allah's respite, Allah's clemency knows no bounds. Allah will return those arrows stained with blood. Look at the current slogans of the Western world. And look at what the Quran says. That if you put an end to the Muslims, take out, wipe out the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, that will be the end of Islam. And this particular theory finds its roots from the very beginning, when elaborate preparations were made to assassinate none other than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the initial stages, Nabi alayhi salam had security with him. When you go to Masjid al-Nabawi, you'll find one pillar called Ustuwan al-Hars. That is where Ali bin Abi Talib used to stand guard for Nabi alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala subsequently revealed the verse of the Quran al-Kareem. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has taken it upon himself to divinely protect you. After the revelation of this verse, Nabi alayhi salam told his sahaba, you could now leave me alone. And Nabi alayhi salam used to walk around freely in the streets of Medina. Study the atrocities of the Yahud from time immemorial. Nabi alayhi salam was invited by the Yahud. He sits down to eat. They were about to drop a boulder on his head. Jibreel says, oh Muhammad, move out from here. Who poisoned the food of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam other than the Yahudi woman? Historians have written, the great historian like Maqdisi, he said there hasn't been a more rebellious nation against the prophets than the Yahud. There is a narration on the strength of Abu Ubaidah ibn Abi Jarrah. You can find the riwayat in Ibn Abi Hatim. What did he say? He said the Yahud, on one day, they killed 43 prophets of Allah. On one day. And 160 pious servants of Allah. In the battle of Uhud, Allahu Akbar, when the rumor was circulated that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been killed, to echo a message of psychological defeat to the minds and the hearts of the Muslims. And this is exactly what the media is doing today, to psychologically defeat the minds and the hearts of the Muslims. Brothers, don't become despondent. One ayat of the Quran al-Kareem. What does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second juz? وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, amongst the people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may yu'jibuka, who are very profound in the articulation, who are very impressive in their speech, and they chant noble slogans. وَيُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا فِي قَلْبِ, and they claim to say that Allah is our witness, that the entire Muslim world is not our opposition. Our targets are certain individuals. What does the Quran say? وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, when you move away from the gathering, occasionally to call few Muslims into the White House to have iftar, to appease the Muslim Ummah. What does the Quran say? وَإِذَا تَوَلَّى, when you move away from the gathering, سَعَافِ الْأَرْضِ, the enemies of Allah, they will move in this earth with one objective, لِيُفْسِدُ, to destroy innocent man, to destroy man, and to destroy innocent people. Don't we see it today? Brothers, we see footage. It makes me cry, it makes you cry. I swear by the Almighty Allah, it will make any human being cry. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُ اتَّقِ اللَّهِ, and when it is said to them, fear the Almighty Allah. أَخَذَتُ الْعِزَّةِ, the Quran says, they are taken aback with arrogance. Who are you to tell me? Study the arrogance of Fir'aun and study the arrogance of the Western masters of today. There is absolutely no difference. what respite, what clemency Allah had given Fir'aun. Bayezid Bustami has written that Fir'aun, not a single day in his life did he get a headache. That was the perpetual affluence that Allah had given him. He says that if only one day, if Allah had to keep Fir'aun hungry, he would have never claimed divinity. What does the Quran say? Inna Fir'aun ala fil ard. Fir'aun rebelled on the earth. He orders the general massacre of children across the globe. That was one crime. Here again, to alter the ultimate plan of Allah. To alter the ultimate plan of Allah. He orders a second massacre. Musa alayhi salam is born. We all know the incident. 600,000 magicians accept Islam at the hands of Musa alayhi salam. Fir'aun comes to Musa. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, open Ibn Majah, page 291. You will find one narration. What is happening today? And if you study the tyranny of Fir'aun, the Fir'auns of that time, they killed only the boys, they left the girls. Allah forbid, the Fir'auns of this ummah are killing boys, girls, innocent women, elderly people. There was one woman in the time of Fir'aun, Hisqil. She was in charge of combing the hair of Fir'aun's daughter. One day she was combing, the riwayat appears in Ibn Majah, listen to this. She's combing the hair of Fir'aun's daughter and the comb falls down. And she says, Ta'isa Fir'aun, what a dictator Fir'aun is. What a oppressor Fir'aun is. So this girl looks at, Fir'aun's daughter looks at this woman. And she says, do you deny the divinity of my father? She says, I believe in one Allah. This young woman is presented in the court of Fir'aun. Fir'aun says, Mar Rabbuk, who is your Lord? She says, my Lord is Allah and is your Lord. In front of me, you deny my divinity. She says, I believe in one Allah. Fir'aun, he calls his guards. Faqal al-Hurras, he calls his guards. And he said, do me a favor, put up a bonfire and take this woman. Ihriquha, wahriqu abna'aha amamaha. Take this woman and throw her into the fire. But before you do that, take her children and throw her children in front of her eyes. The children were taken, thrown into this fire. This woman was taken, thrown into the fire. When my Nabi went on Mi'raj, as he ascends to the heavens, he comes to a certain place. He asks Jibreel, Ma hadhihi rihu tayyiba? Oh Jibreel, what is this brilliant fragrance I get emitting? Jibreel said, that is the fragrance from the grave of the slave of Fir'aun who died whilst giving her life for Allah. And next to her are her sons and next to her are her daughters. Brothers, what is the spirit of Iman? In the battle of Khandaq, Allahu Akbar, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allama Suyuti records this incident. There was one kafir. He stands up. His name was Amr. He approaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, may you barizuni. Who is ready to take me on? Ali radiallahu ta'ala stands up. He said, Nabi of Allah, I will floor this man. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ali, ijlis innahu Amr. This is Amr whose strength is equal to 40 men. No person can take him on. Ali said, oh Nabi of Allah, let me take him on. Again he stands up. May you barizuni. Who is ready to take me on? Ali said, oh Nabi of Allah, let me take him on. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ali, sit down. The third time he calls out, let's send someone to take me on. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu looks at this kafir. But this time he stirs the Muslims. What does he say? Aina al-jannatukum allati taz'umuna annahu man qatala minkum dunaha dakhalaha. Where is that paradise you people speak about? That if you are martyred, you go straight to Jannah. Wallah, all those who are falling in Palestine, inshallah, they are martyrs in eyes of Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala goes forward. Listen to this. Wallah, to remove This is the sentiments of Iman. What did Zubair bin Awam say? Anna Talhat al-Zubair yusammi banihi bi asma'il anbiya. Talha bin Zubair named all his children after the names of prophets, so that the minimum resemblance between his children and prophets is that they share the same name. He said, Allah bless me with 7 sons. He said, I have named my sons after the names of martyrs, so that inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, my children could be raised up with the martyrs that passed away before them. Allah blessed him with 7 sons. He names all of them after martyrs. The first son, Abdullah, after the great martyr, Abdullah bin Jahash. The second son was named Umar, after the great martyr, Urwa bin Umar. And the third son was named Khalid. The fourth son was named Mus'ab. Like this, he names all his sons after martyrs. Ali radiallahu ta'ala stands up. Nabi alayhi salam tells Ali, Ali, take it easy. He said, O Nabi of Allah, he is provoking me. Let me go ahead. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, historians have written, Nabi alayhi salam covers his eyes. He approaches this kafir. فَنَزَّلَ مِنْ خَيْلِهِ كَأَنَّهُ شَعْلَةُ نَارٍ. We are the youth of this ummah, where thousands are dying in Palestine. What is the condition of the youth of this ummah? Brothers, like I said, travel to that land. Understand the plight of the Palestinian ummah. I read an article a few days ago. They say 90% of the youth of Palestine have seen a massacre of a near and dear one in front of their eyes. Ali approaches this man. He said, what is your name? He said, my name is Ali. Are you the son of Abd al-Manaf? He said, no, I am the son of Abu Talib. He said, well, I am thirsty for your blood. Ali tells him, go ahead, do what you have to do. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like the words, فَنَزَّلَ مِنْ خَيْلِي. He descends from his horse like flames of fire. That was Ali. If you study the life of Ali, Ali was a poet par excellence. You and I cannot write 1 sentence of poetry in the comforts of our home. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he looks at the kafir. He said, لَا تَعْجِلَنَّ فَقَدْ أَتَاكَ مُجِيبُ صَوْتِكَ غَيْرُ فَائِزِ. O kafir, stop your arrogance. The one to respond to your bravery is here today. Fi niyati wa basira. I stand up with total hope and conviction on the Almighty Allah. Inni la arju an uqima alayka nahiyat al-janahiz min darbatin najla yabqa dhikruha inda al-hazaiz. He said, O Amr, I will finish you off in such a way that this death of yours will serve as a reminder for every person till the end of time. It is said that this kafir, he takes out his sword, he unsheathes his sword, he strikes Ali on the head. The blood oozes out. My Nabi becomes emotional. Fatar al-Ajad, the dust rises. Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he raises his hand, he looks to the skies, and he says, Allahu Akbar. He says, Allahu Akbar. At one blow, he strikes this kafir, killing him instantly. And then he calls the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does he say? A'alayya taqtahimu al-fawarisu hakadha anni wa anhum akhiru ashabi al-yawma yanfa'un al-firaru hafizati. He said, today was the D-Day. Today I made a vow with Allah that either I go or either this man goes. And then he made a call to the entire Muslim ummah. He said, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ خَاذِلَ دِينِهِ. Not for one moment should you entertain the thought that Allah will destroy his nation. Allah will protect this ummah. Allah has taken the responsibility, whether it is 1 or 2 individuals, but Allah will create those individuals who will stand. They will stand, they will protect. They will protect this blessed land. Brothers, as Muslims, what lessons are we taking? You can march as much as you want, But look at our individual selves. What lessons are we taking? When this is the global crisis, when this is the global problem in the ummah, As-sa'idu man wu'idha bighayri, a intelligent man is the one who heeds the happenings around him. When Abu Bakr had passed on and Umar had taken the reins of the Islamic empire, at that time Umar, subhanallah, study the life of this giant. He ascends the pulpit. And what does he say? He says, ذَهَبَ الَّذِينَ أُحِبُّهُمْ ذَهَبَ الَّذِينَ أُحِبُّهُمْ فَيَا دُنْيَا عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ. He said, those who were our spiritual mentors, those whom we loved and cherished, the likes of Abu Bakr, they have passed on. Umar addresses this dunya at the demise of Abu Bakr. He said, لَا تُذَكِّرِينَ الْعَيْشِ فَإِنَّ الْعَيْشَ بَعْدَهُمْ حَرَامُ. Addressing this dunya, don't tempt me with your luxuries. After Abu Bakr is gone, there is nothing left for me in this world. What does he say? إِنِّي رَبِيعُ وِسَالِهِمْ وَالطِّفْلُ يُعْلِمُهُ الْفِتَامُ. He said, I was literally suckled by Abu Bakr. He says, my example is like that child who was suckled by its mother. And instantly, that child passes away in an accident. That mother passes away in an accident. And that child has to be weaned off. He said, my example is like that child who has lost its mother tragically. جَزْعُكَ فِي مُصِيبَةِ الصَّدِيقِ خَيْرٌ مِنْ سُكُوتِ. Umar used to say, it is better for you to empathize and sympathize on the crisis of the Muslim Ummah than to remain silent. And it is better for you to remain silent on your own tragedy than to moan and groan. Brothers, we all know what happens. The child develops a fever. The entire night you cannot sleep. Until my little baby has not eaten, I will not eat. Thousands are dying in Palestine. What have we done? Brothers, make dua. That's the bare minimum. 2 months ago, I was in Aqsa. I met one scholar who has been serving Masjid Aqsa for the last 30 years. So we were sitting down and I asked him that, tell me, what is going to happen? He said, Masjid Aqsa, he said, this is a barometer for the iman of people globally. He said, people look at Masjid Aqsa and they become judgmental. He said, this is the system of Allah. When there are problems in Palestine, people come closer to Allah. When the problems dissipate, people forget about Allah. Brothers, isn't that our condition? Ramadan is coming to an end. What happens the day after Eid? We are the Muslims. Where are we falling short? Have we become Muslims only for Ramadan? Do we worship Allah or do we worship the month of Ramadan? Change one thing in your life. Brothers, we all know what is happening. I'm not asking you to make a complete revolution. That is the ideal. But for Allah's pleasure, change one thing in your life. Those two youngsters who killed Abu Jahl, when they appeared before Nabi alayhi salam, Nabi alayhi salam asked them, "Hal masahtuhuma sayfaykuma?" Did you wipe your swords with the blood? It was stained with the blood of Abu Jahl. What did my Nabi say? These are the youth of this ummah. We are the Muslims of today. Never in the history of Islam were the Muslims so large in number. Never in the history. Badr, 313, 1,000 kuffar. The odds were stacked against the Muslims. Never in the history of Islam did the Muslims possess that amount of wealth. What is the condition of Muslims globally? Man kana al-mautu maw'iduhu. What is the spirit of iman? You know, there was one person. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi says, there was one person standing by a dead body and sympathizing with him. One pious man walks by. He said, what are you doing? He said, I feel so sorry for this man. He said, don't feel sorry for him. Don't feel sorry for him. Feel sorry for yourself. That man has already gone through 3 stages of death, which you and I still have to go through. What do they say? There are three eyes. There are three eyes. One is the physical eye. That eye, the animal also has that eye. In fact, the animal's eye is more beautiful. Look at your domesticated cat. What a beautiful eye Allah has blessed that animal. That is not exclusive only to insan. That is the physical eye. The second eye is the intellectual eye. That is the eye only the believer has. That is the eye the Muslim, the human being has. The animal doesn't have the intellectual eye. And the third eye is the spiritual eye. What does the Quran say? فَجَعَلْنَاهَا نَكَالًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهَا. Allah says, what is happening in the world? This should be an eye-opener for the Muslims globally. This brother told me, he said that Masjid Aqsa is a barometer, it's a gauge for the iman of Muslims globally. Brothers, like I said, you can march as much as you want, but until we will not change ourselves, come back to Allah, come back to Salah, make a start in your life. Make a start in your life. Ramadan is coming. Keep your foot on that accelerator. What happens after Ramadan? We start jamming the brakes. Alhamdulillah, that beautiful beard which is taking shape on your face. What happens at the sighting of the crescent of Shawwal? We shave it off. My sisters, those who don the hijab and the niqab, what happens on the crescent of Shawwal? We forget about Allah. Like the Arabic poet says it so beautifully. May yablughu al-bunyana yawman tamama. May yablughu al-bunyana yawman tamama. Idha kunta tabnihi wa ghayruka yahdimu. Ramadan is a construction. Your fasting was a construction. Your charity was a construction. Your tarawih was a construction. Your tilawa was a construction. But my brother, the misuse of your eyes is a destruction. The misuse of your tongue will be a demolishing. Continue building. Don't break what you built in Ramadan. Like we always say, there is a fire of sin that is crossing the world. We don't want another match. We want any quantity of water to extinguish that fire. Brothers, make this intention. Give up sin. For some of us, we have been persistent on sins for the last 10 years of our lives. Make this intention of giving it up. And this is my message. For Allah's pleasure, brothers, if you want the conditions of the world to change, change our lives. Change our lives before we take it to international level. Let us look at our individual lives in our homes. Let us make some effort. Bring ta'aleem into our homes. And really, brothers, one of the best ways, wallah, one of the best ways, the work of tabligh that is taking place. You know, our brothers are striving in the path of Allah. Let us not condemn this work. Do not condemn this work. One brother phoned me from America 2 weeks ago in Ramadan. And he said, Alhamdulillah. He mentioned to me a few things. And he said in the 1960s, he said there was a pedal jamaat that went out pedal in a part of Allah. He said every place where they spent a night, if you go to that precise location, you will find a masjid being built on that spot. Wallah, if we practically, we are not involved physically, support those who are taking part in this, brothers. Really, this is the need of the time. Attach ourselves to the ulama. And my second message is, Alhamdulillah, we have listened to Quran. We have listened to the tafsir of the Quran. Our ulama, the huffaz, relentlessly, they have disseminated the knowledge of Quran to us. Make a concerted effort. Learn the language of Quran. Unfortunately, we have barred ourselves from volumes of Islamic knowledge. Learn the language of Quran. Understand the message and what Allah Ta'ala wants from you and I. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Brothers, make this intention. Before we leave this masjid, on this final Jumu'ah in Ramadan, make this intention that we will change our lives. We are not performing salah outside Ramadan. Make a start, brothers. Start with one salah. Allah will make it two. It will eventually become five. We are reciting reciting Quran, perhaps to maintain that level in outside Ramadan is difficult. But let us continue some portion of the Quran. We are giving charity, alhamdulillah. Let this continue after Ramadan. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant me the tawfiq. Allah ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq that we imbibe these beautiful advices of Quran and Sunnah. Make this intention, you'll have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah accept our fasting. Allah accept our taraweeh. Allah ta'ala accept our ibadat. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala conclude our forgiveness before the crescent of Shawwal is sighted. Wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.